I know you're interested in music from around the world and started out playing folk and then the Brazilian and then a little jazz guitar and then you took singing lessons and then it kind of ended up in singing. And you've said to me that it's all about the song, no matter what language you're talking about.
That's right. It's always been about the song for me. And I would just fall in love with the songs. So whether it would be like a folk song or early on it was a Joni Mitchell song, then I got into the singer-songwriter. But I had loved show tunes when I was younger. My mother had all different kinds of music playing. But then I fell in love with Brazilian music, and Brazilian music actually was greatly influenced by jazz, especially like in the 60s and 70s. And so I was coming back to American jazz through Brazilian music, a kind of a circuitous route. So then I started getting interested in American jazz.
Well, that's really interesting. Let's talk about some of the female vocalists who are legends in jazz.
Yes.
You mentioned Billie Holiday.
Yes. She was a great influence when I was really starting to concentrate and focus and immerse myself in American jazz. I got really into her phrasing and her approach. You know, to me, a jazz singer, or really any kind of jazz instrumentalist, you know, there's a long history to that. But the essence of it for me is that the singer or the instrumentalist takes the song and has their own unique approach to the music. They create their own expression, whether they're improvising on the melody or the harmony or the rhythm. It's always their own unique expression. And that's what it is, jazz is to me. And so Billie Holiday definitely did that.
And Ella Fitzgerald was singing it actually about the same time.
Yes, she was a great influence as well. She was amazing because she had a beautiful voice. She could sing a ballad. And she could express a song, and then she could go to blues, and then she went to swing, and she scatted. And her scatting was the very first time I ever really heard American scatting. The Brazilians were scatting, too. But I think she really popularized scatting. She didn't invent it. I know it was invented a long time before her, but she really popularized it. And actually, I think Ella popularized jazz a great deal.
She was kind of a bridge between mainstream audience and jazz.
Well, actually, in the history, if you think about it, jazz really was the popular music from the 20s to the 50s. At least that's the way I see it, because it was the music people were dancing to. It was music that was being written for the shows and also for the big bands. So you had the singers with these big bands like Frank Sinatra and Ella and Billy. They all sang with these big bands. So that really was the pop music of the day. When it stopped being the dance music, then I think jazz became a little bit more of an art form and a little bit more of a niche kind of music. So that's sort of like the evolution. Now, jazz has always been evolving. You know, it started off in a certain way and it's evolving. And now I think it's going to take new forms. It's always going to be changing. I think, though, that the tradition of jazz is being taught now in the schools because we're valuing jazz as a uniquely American tradition. And so the format and the approach and the structure, I think, is being taught in schools. But we have to understand that these kids then are going to take the tradition, they're going to take the techniques and the forms, and then they're going to express themselves, and so it's going to change. And that's what's good about it. We're all evolving. That's life. You know,
And it's always been that way because Billie Holiday was known for making all of these songs her own and doing things that people hadn't heard before.
Yeah.
And I guess Ella as well, even though she may not have invented scat singing, the way she did it really made it her own.
Oh, yeah. She sounded like an instrument. She was imitating, a horn. And so it was really quite extraordinary, people hearing her for the first time, and in her own way, and then Billy in her own way. They both expressed things totally differently.
They both sort of had the same motivation, but it came out totally differently.
It did, because their personalities were different. I don't know if this is totally true if I listen to all of their music, but for me, Ella was like joy and Billie Holiday was pathos. I always see that, you know, but they were expressing the song, though, in their own way. You know, even if they were sounding like an instrument sometimes, but when they were doing the lyrics, they were expressing those lyrics.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.